enjoying the weekend. Did your footy team win? No? Yeah, mine didn't. I was there last night. And do you know who else I saw at the football last night? I saw Jane Spitar. He was on security. Is he in here now or is he still outside? He was doing a fantastic job. He had a big, massive smile. I tell you, I wouldn't mind being, you know, zapped by him with the wand. You know, he was having fun with them. So I go, stand here, young man. Yep. You got anything in you? No. He goes, what's in your pockets? He didn't know I was watching. He had no idea I'm there watching. I said to my son, I'm going to go and say hello to him. He goes, Dad, he's working. Just leave him alone. Just let him do his job. And okay, what's in your pocket? And the guy pulls out stuff. He was okay. There was nothing illegal or anything like that. But it was just funny because the people in line, they're all going, as it beeps and he's got to pull his stuff out, everyone's going, ooh. And James is, you know, James, his big smile, and he just knows how to disarm people. And he's just a great guy. It's fantastic. Glowing with the presence of God. All right, so this morning, good morning, everyone, and happy Father's Day to all the dads, the granddads, the dads that maybe you don't have any children, but you mentor people, you mentor young people, and you disciple people. You are a father of the faith. And so thank you very much for everything all you dads do, and also all the fantastic mums who gave birth to the dads. You've got to thank the women, don't you? Here we go. I just got a big tick. Today's a special day as we take time to honour our fathers. If you're seated next to your dad this morning, I encourage you to turn to him, smile, maybe give him a hug or a pat on the back. Very good, very good. Come on, let me see that. And say, thank you. We honour you today. We want you to know that we appreciate you very much. And I also want to honour the mother and the father of our house, Pastor Stephen and Pastor Yanabi. Thank you for pastoring us and leading our church. Thank you for the honour and the privilege of sharing today as well. But I also want to recognise that Father's Day is not the same for everyone. Some of you grew up with a wonderful, loving fathers who guided you, provided for you, and made you feel safe. If that's your story, praise God for that blessing. But for others, Father's Day may bring up pain. Some of you grew up without a father present. Some may have had fathers who were irresponsible, harsh, abusive, or even absent. And deep in your heart, you've always wanted and wished for a father who was kind, strong, and loving. Well, there is good news today that I want you to hear today, that whether your earthly father was good, absent, or even hurtful, there is a father like no other. He wants you to know him. He loves you more than you would ever know. And he loves you more than what you will ever experience. He loves you more than what you will ever know. And he loves you more than what you will ever experience. The Bible talks about the Father in the Old Testament about 15 times. But in the New Testament, when Jesus came, he mentioned it more than 100 times, Father. This was quite revolutionary. Imagine the creator of the heavens and the earth, not distant, not untouchable, but our Father. You see, in the God's people, when they used to talk to God, they would not call him Father. In the Old Testament, there was Yahweh, there was El Shaddai, many names. Bit like, and so the children were taught how to address God. They had 40 to 50 different ways on how to address God. Like you might say, you might teach your children, you know, when there's a professor, you call him Professor Jack, Professor Ricardo, Professor who, whatever it may be, doctor this, doctor that. But no one in the whole of the Jewish literature was there ever any mention of Father. In fact, the only rabbi that ever mentioned Father was 1,000 years after the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he was a rabbi that was in Rome. That's when they started. But there was another rabbi before him who broke the ice, who revealed to mankind that God is Father. He is our Father. Who do you think that rabbi was? He lived in Galilee. Who do you think that was? Jesus. Jesus Christ. He broke through to mankind about God being Father. How do we pray? Jesus, pray our Father. Jesus mentioned Father over 100 times. And not just Father in a formal sense. Jesus used the word Abba. It is an intimate word. It means daddy, a term of closeness, trust, and love. Friends, today we look at who this Heavenly Father is and what it means to know him personally. And as we do, I believe fathers in this room will be encouraged. Children will gain a deeper appreciation, and all of us will be reminded that in God we have a Father like no other. So first of all, something that's amazing about God is that he calls you his child. You are his child. You are his daughter. You are his son. Can I please have the scripture, Romans chapter 8 and verse 15? Now, I know we have communion. We're not going to do communion just yet, but we will do it by the end of the service, okay? So that's why it's there. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba Father. When we receive Jesus into our lives, his Holy Spirit comes in within us. Now, you are not a token child. Do you know what that means? You're not just, oh yeah, I'm part of the family. No, this is really something special. God has put his DNA in you. You are God's child. It's not just a contract that's been written up that says, oh, you are now part of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Christian family. No, you've actually been grafted. You've been grafted into God. God has grafted himself into you. Isn't that amazing? You are a child of God. Now, maybe you're here today and you haven't heard this before and you don't know much about God, but I just want to just share this with you, that for those that receive him, to them he gives the right to be his children. To those that believe upon his name. If you can just put your trust in Jesus, that he died on the cross for you because he loves you, You might not believe that 100%. You might only be able to believe that 50%. Maybe 10%, maybe 5%. Even that 5%. If you can just trust and believe that, and that he rose from the dead for you because he loves you, you automatically become part of his family. You become part of God's kingdom. So you have the right to call him Father. You have the right to call him Father. You know, I talk to some people who are Christians. They love the Lord. But some of them struggle to know that Father God loves them. They struggle. They struggle to accept that. They think that, I don't know if I'm worthy enough. I don't know that I've been good enough. It's not actually based on that. God loves you for who you are, but he loves you so much more, he doesn't want to leave you the way you are either. Okay? And sometimes we may struggle to be accepted because maybe we have, there could be a habitual sin that we haven't dealt with. Because when you're, if something like that's going on, let's say you might be part-time criminal in the underworld, which I don't think any of us here are. Look, actually, there's a few characters here that look a bit... No, I'm only kidding. So let's just say there's a habitual sin. It's very hard to sing and praise God and pray when that's going on in your life because you're feeling guilty and shame. God says, turn to me, repent, And follow me, follow my ways. I will give you the strength. I will give you the power to overcome that sin, whatever that may be. So if there's something you're battling with, just give it up and turn and ask Jesus to help you. Ask him to fill your heart with his Holy Spirit. Ask him for his grace so that you can overcome those areas of your life. Can we have a look at John chapter 1, verse 11 to 13, please? So first of all, so I want to encourage you that you are a child of God. You are his child, you are his son, you are his daughter. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So you're a child of God. Let's establish that. Now, look, can I just tell you something? Someone will want to try and steal that from you. Okay? Someone will try and steal that from you. I remember when I first came to Christ, and my friends, Charlie, I remember you. I can't believe you're a Christian. You used to do this and that, and the accusing would come out. All the sins I committed would come out. And that will happen. Your family will say things to you. Your friends will say things to you. You'll get thoughts in your head. You've got to put that behind, but not only that, I feel like God say to me, you've got to fight. You've got to fight those thoughts. You've got to kick them out. You've got to abolish those thoughts. You can't allow those thoughts to grab a stranglehold in your mind. The thoughts, oh, I'm not worthy because of, oh, when I was 15, I did this. And you've already asked the Lord for forgiveness. He's cleansed you. He's washed you. You're his child. So now we stand on what God says about you. You're his child. He loves you. You're his. So you've got to Fight those negative thoughts. See, the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He wants to steal your joy. He wants to destroy how you think. He wants to leave you in guilt and leave you disarmed in your life, powerless. But Jesus, hey, you've got the Spirit of the living God inside of you. You got my DNA. You can win this battle. Just fight. You just got to fight. If you're in a connect group, go to your connect. When you're at connect group, say, can you pray for me? I'm struggling in this area. I keep getting these thoughts. Get people to pray for you. So you are his. His DNA is in you. All right. So I want you to know that you are a child of the living God and you have every right to call God your father. He is your father. Jesus paid the price so that you can call him father. The priests, the rabbis of the day, accused Jesus of blasphemy. That was one of the reasons they accused him, because he called God father. What? Father? So trust. So number two, I want us to be people, children of God, the church of God, that trust God. Trust God with your everyday worries, your everyday cares, because he cares for you. In 1 Peter 5, verse 7 says, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. He loves you more than you would ever know. He loves you more than what you will ever, ever experience. You can trust him. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your ways. You know, you can trust his character. You can trust his character. He won't fail you. The Lord is slow to anger and filled with unfailing love, forgiving every kind of sin. Not some kind, not only those in certain categories, every kind of sin. Numbers 14, 18. Forgiving every kind of sin. Just turn from it and follow. Don't allow there to be sin between you and God. Deal with that. Deal with that. Hebrews 8, verse 12. And I will forgive their wickedness, and I will never again remember their sins. Are you serious? God will not remember my sins? He chooses not to remember your sins. What a wonderful Father. What a wonderful God. How amazing is he? How would you like him to remind you of what you did yesterday and 2 weeks ago and when you're 15 and 20? Ah, Charlie, you know you did that. You know, gee, what, you want me to forgive you again? Well, actually, he does. He is very gracious. He is very kind. And he's very, very forgiving. He's a wonderful... he is a wonderful Father. He is forgiving, compassionate. He is just. He is merciful. This is his character. He is loving. He is faithful. He will stand by you. I've been following the Lord for over 40 years. And every challenge I've faced, everything I've been through, he's always stood by me. Always. Always. He will stand by you. He will be with you in your darkest moments. He will be with you. He will stand by you. You can trust him. You can trust God with your finances. Oh, gee, what do you mean, finances? They're my finances. Well, we want to honor God with our finances. I love to honor God with my finances. I love to give a tenth of everything I earn to the house of God. I love to give to our building fund. I love giving to our missions program. There's other things I give for outside as well that I like to give into. He hasn't let me down yet. I remember when I had three children going through school. They all went through private school. Things were tough, things were tight, but he stood by me. He provided for me. He is my provider. He's provided for me all the time. I remember years ago when I shared a story, when I had sown so much and we had enough money to get us to Europe. And I had a credit card. I thought, oh, we'll just get stuff on credit. Then we'll pay it back when we get back. Before I left, I had people coming up to me say, have a great trip. People blessing me with finances. And it was pretty good. But when I was in Italy, one of my relatives gave me just a good whopping amount. That the only time I had to use a credit card was when it was late at night and the petrol station man wasn't there and you had to pay by card. I couldn't pay by cash. That was the only time. And we came back with extra. God was just blessed us abundantly. And I remember just being overwhelmed with it, sitting in the plane on the way back going, Lord, this is amazing. How is it that, you know? And I felt the Lord speak to me and he said, you've looked after my house. You've looked after my garden. I'm looking after yours. You've had dreams. You've had things you've wanted to do. This was a dream of mine for many, many years. For many years. And God blessed us. So you can trust him with your finances. You can trust him with your life. You can trust him when he encourages you to forgive those that have trespassed against you. You might want vengeance. God says, hey, vengeance is mine. You can trust God that when that transaction of forgiveness, when you forgive the other person, there's a transaction that occurs in your heart, a transformation that releases you from all that anger and hurt and bitterness for what they've done. And God will deal with that. God will deal with that. My mother's 91 years of age. She'll be 92 in about a week or so. Is it really 20 past 10? Okay. All right. I'll wrap it up. God protects us. I'll finish off with this last little bit. My mother is 91. She's going to be 92 soon. And recently she was in the backyard. And we have this drop in the backyard. Say this is the flat. It's about this high between the back wall of the house and here. There's a she had these broccoli planted. You know what Italians are like? They do have some flowers, but what they plant, they want to know they can eat as well. Food's important to them. And so she came up these stairs and she came over here and she's picking these broccolis with the back to this wall. She lost her footing. And she landed, she fell this high. I'm not exaggerating, this high. On her head, she got stitches, cracked vertebrae, broken wrist, bruising like you would not believe. And I was just, my sister could not sleep that night because she thought she didn't know. The worst could have happened. When I tell my cousins, because my cousins know, they know where we live and they know the backyard, Charlie, she could have been killed. I said, yeah, I know. She could have. She could have died. She could have just been there and someone would have found it 5-6 hours later, whatever. But the Lord, our protector. I thought, God, you know, I was just thinking about it. I thought, Lord, I know you got your hand on my mum. Because I've seen things at her home. I've seen like an angel. Since my dad died, it's like he's there watching over her. I felt like the Lord say, I saved her from dying. My mum will, you know, why the injuries? Why not? You get wisdom, don't you? She won't go up there again. No way. She crawled up these stairs and she made it to the lounge and she's sitting there and she rang the family and the family come around. After a bit, ambulance comes. She's sitting there. She's got this towel. My brother walks in. She goes, I've really done it this time, haven't I? She's had a few little falls here and there, but this was a massive one. But anyway, praise God. She's recovering and she's going to be great. Now, she will live on. She's a very strong woman and she'll do well. God, our protector, please pray for protection for yourself, for your children, for your family. I've got to do one more thing, just one thing. This is a tip for all fathers. Love your children and grandchildren into the kingdom. Teach them the ways of God. Teach them scripture. Be a great father. Mothers, be a great mother to them. Have lots of fun with them. Now, this is going to be a challenge for you. This is the challenge. Eat at the table, all together at the same time. Eat at the table, together. You might not do it every night of the week. And I understand there's times you want to sit in the front of the telly. We did that as well. We used to do that from time to time as well, a couple of times a week. But eat at the table together. Talk to your kids, talk to your grandkids, and while you're at the table, have fun with them. Ask them this question: what did you enjoy today? What was the highlight of your day? Anything sad happened today? Okay. Thank you. Let's take our communion cups. Can I please have the Apostles' Creed? Thank you. Hundreds and hundreds of years ago, this Apostles' Creed was formulated because there was a lot of things coming, lots of different errors into the church, and so they formed the Apostles' Creed to have a very basic foundation of faith. And I'd like us all to read this and then we're going to take communion. Okay? Can we do that? Let's stand up. Fantastic. Now, where it says the Holy Catholic Church, that does not mean the Roman Catholic Church, okay? The Catholic Church means God's universal body. Okay? All Christians throughout the earth. Now, when Jesus died on the cross, this is what he achieved. This is amazing. Okay. Are you ready? 1, 2. Let's read it. Believe in God the Father, Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. Amen. Isn't that awesome? Okay, let's take our communion cup. While you're taking that, I'm just going to, I want you to take that and I want you just to ponder on the Apostles' Creed. look at one or two things up there and just receive that. Just say, thank you, Lord. And I also just want to pray this, if there's anybody here who have injured their right lower back, might be muscular, maybe something just recently, I'd like to pray for you as well. And also, if you need prayer for healing in any area of your life, please come. If you're struggling with things about trying to comprehend God as a father, because sometimes your own earthly father can get in the way, because you see God a bit like your earthly father, please come. I want to pray for you as well, and ask God to set you free in those areas, okay? So if you need healing in your body, you need something to change in your heart, please come. Okay, you need healing in your physical body, please come. Okay, let's take the bread. I hope you've all done it, taking the bread. Thank you, Father. We receive that, Lord God, in Jesus' name. I pray this prayer where we can receive Jesus right in our seat, right where you are. God the Father is going to touch you. Pray this prayer with me to receive Jesus into your life. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart right now. Wash me in your precious blood and take care of me. I put my trust in you. I put my trust in that you have now forgiven me. You have cleansed me. You've washed me clean. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Please head out for some scrumptious delights out there. Please, can you thank Dorothy? She's just done an amazing work. And we're just going to pray for some people here. If the prayer team can come out, that'd be great. If you've received Jesus Christ for the first time in your life, please hang around. I'd love to just come and say hello to you, okay? If you can do that, that'd be awesome. Thanks. All right, cheers.